Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, guys. 6:03.
Hump day.
Yeah. It is. It's Wednesday.
Ooh.
And if you were lucky enough to get Monday off, which I think some people did,
uh-huh.
from school you definitely did, but, you know, it's middle of the week, and it feels like a crap Tuesday, yeah. but it's actually hump day.
Yes.
Feel good about
closer
it.
Closer to Friday, I'll take it.
Are you guys ready for the elections and the big primary voting and debate tonight?
Yes.
Me neither. Yeah. I was reading that Michael Bloomberg is now eligible to debate with everybody else, which I guess is sort of a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Let's hear what they got to say.
Yeah, I don't even care. I'm like, let's just get to the voting. Let's I know the last day for California for you to get registered to vote in the primary would be this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think there's some other provisional ballot you can also get. But whatever. If you do it by mail. I don't know why people don't just get signed up. I get it to the house. Mm-hmm. I've already voted. I'm done.
I always do that.
Yeah.
Because I never know if I'm going to even like be in town or if you can go or it's just for sure. Your vote is sent.
Yeah.
They have it.
And then you have all the info in front of you, too, because I feel like I'm always like researching as I go. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to just be at home and do it that way.
I did my homework over the weekend where I sat down and, you know, they have all these different people, like things you've never heard of, like assembly council person for public libraries or whatever. You're like, I like that name.
Yeah. I do that, too.
And by the way, if California, L.A., whatever, you got my ballot. If you're female, you've got my ticket.
I swear, I'm
like, you could be like the worst person in the world. I'm like, you know what? Tired of white dudes. Like, let's just go ahead and
going for her.
Yeah, I'm like, let's see what the ladies can do. You know what I mean?
Like so, that.
I seriously voted for like every girl.
Nice.
And when it was girl on girl, I didn't know what to do.
Any, meeny, miny, mo.
I know. I was like, do we have a coin around here somewhere I could flip?
Yeah. Like, oh, Angela, I have a cousin named Angela. Yeah, I'll vote for her.
Angela's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I'm voting.
Sweet.
Who's starting?
Oh, me.
You're starting.
Music today.
Every morning we pick a song that kind of sets the tone of the day, and this morning it's Chelsea. What do you got?
Yeah, I was just feeling the love this week, you know?
Okay. Oh, nice. Huey.
Yes.
Don't need a credit card to ride this train. It's down and it's sudden and it's cool sometimes. But it might just save your life. That's the power of love.
This was from
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Wow.
TBT. I was in such a TBT music mood this week.
Yeah.
This weekend. I was listening to this. Paul Simon. Like, I was just like vibing it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on K-Earth.
Bye, Chelsea.
Oh, man.
Bye, Chelsea. It's fun knowing you. I think they got to play this like every 15 minutes.
Do they?
I don't know. Probably.
So good.
Heavy rotation.
Yeah.
So good.
I went to the Amp Radio music meeting yesterday.
I just sit
through a bunch of turds. I mean, there's like three. It's like three good songs and like 82 terrible songs.
What's good? Yeah. What's coming up? Can you tease?
What did I like? Let me see. I like The Future, Drake. That's a really good song. That's on the radio already. What else? That's it.
Oh my god!
No. Who's the rapper I like a lot?
You like DaBaby?
DaBaby.
Oh my god, I love the DaBaby song.
Great.
Oh my god, I love that. That was good. Monsta X has a song out. I think we added that to our playlist. Yeah, I don't know. Bunch of things. Whatever.
Huey Lewis?
Did not make the cut.
That was K-Earth's meeting.
Yes.
In their meeting in 1986, they thought this song was bitchin'.
Bitchin'.
All right, let's start it off. 6:07. We'll tell you what's trending next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Crystal Meadows trending crap. What's
all right,
up?
Booker, let me ask you. Growing up, what was one of the worst things that your parents did to you where you just thought the world was ending?
I'll have to think on that one. Where I thought the world was ending. Sending me into the basement. I hated the basement.
Really? That was like grounding you, basically? Sort of?
Maybe, yeah. No, I don't really think I was a pretty good kid. I was sort of afraid of my parents, so I didn't really do anything bad.
Oh,
yeah.
I was a bad kid.
Oh, really?
No. Same. I just remember like growing up. I don't know why I remember this day or this night when I got in trouble. I was forging my dad's signature on tests that I was getting bad grades on.
Okay.
I got caught, and it was a Friday. I was supposed to go laser tagging with my friends, and they're like, nope, not going.
Oh, my God.
Would you like me to read your report?
What's funny? For me, my biggest thing was, I'll let you cough for a second.
Yeah,
My biggest thing was I wouldn't like tell my parents where I was going. Like, I wouldn't like check in with them. And mm-hmm. I remember I literally thought that everything was over when they wouldn't let me go to like my seventh grade dance where all my friends were going, and like everyone had a date, and I had to tell my date I couldn't go, and I was just like, it's over for me. There's no coming back.
I remember that dance, and I remember like the bad sweater like my mom put me in. I'm like,
that was your punishment.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm never getting laid, am I?
Oh,
yeah. Baby booker.
Like, this thing is red and ugly, and I'm going to go meet friends in this?
Yes. Oh.
Well, this woman, I could kind of relate to. She was charged for repeatedly calling 911 because her parents shut her cell phone off.
Oh, my gosh.
Service was off. I mean, can you imagine not having service? You can't text, no Instagram, none of that.
Oh, you mean before, like when we were growing up?
Like, kids have Instagram now. Kids have cell phones now. So she was repeatedly calling 911 to tell police, look, my parents shut my phone off. And she called so many times, she was charged with disrupting public services.
Wait a minute. How old was she?
Okay. So this is my thing. When I got grounded to go laser tagging, I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
This woman is 36 years old.
Stop.
And her parents are still covering her phone bill. Like, if you're 36 years old and your parents are covering damn near anything, you need to rethink yourself.
Okay, what about if you're still, like, on your family plan? Because if you get on the family plan,
it's sometimes a deal.
You don't get off. It's a deal.
Mm-hmm. But are you paying for it?
No, you never are. Yeah, when you're on the family plan, mom pays for that.
No, that's not. No, you're 36 years old.
Right, you got to put in, is what you're saying.
Yeah, my parents cut me off. Like, I remember still knowing friends that were getting gas money. And I'm like, you get gas money?
Yeah.
You're like, I wish.
How dare you?
Yeah. Darn.
I have friends like that, too, that had, like, a gas card.
No.
Like, had daddy's gas card still. And you're like, what?
I was cut off at, like, 18.
Me, too.
Yeah.
I was tossed right out the door. Bye.
Uh-huh. Once I moved out, they were like, if you want to move out and be on your own, you're on your own. And that was at 19.
And then you're on your own.
On my own. Yeah. Then I got all my tattoos. So there's that. Showed you.
Yeah, well.
All right, so there's going to be a major cleanup in L.A. happening. There was a meeting yesterday for the Olympics that's going to be held here in 2028. And it was kind of interesting because Donald Trump, he was at this meeting. And it was kind of threatening the way he was saying, you know what, if L.A. doesn't clean up fast, I'm going to intervene. That's what he said. So it was kind of like, L.A. has a problem. It's embarrassing how dirty L.A. is. Mm. Also, side note, isn't New York way dirtier than
for sure.
L.A.?
I don't think so either.
No.
Really?
No, New York's pretty, they're pretty on it because the garbage is every day. And, they're pretty on it, New York. It's weird that you brought this story up because just driving, I drive down Highland every day.
Right.
It is, or La Brea, actually. I was thinking of how many people I see out in the morning.
Yeah.
And if I had to count, I would say it's easily 50 people. 50 of them are homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah. There's a Sherman Williams up right off of Sunset, I think. And it's just tent city there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't believe that this is where we are. I mean, there's got to be enough society in our money in our society where we can
help out,
do something,
house
people. Mm-hmm. But it's a huge, huge problem.
Definitely an issue. So allegedly, Donald Trump is going to intervene, and LA is going to get clean. So okay. I mean, if it helps us, I'm down for it.
Yeah, me too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I want to try out something new with you guys.
Yeah.
It's a new segment called Do. Do we care? Okay. No, seriously.
The answer is no.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
I probably care. Booker doesn't care.
No.
Crystal, depends.
Yeah, it depends. I'm in the middle.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I present you with something new that the internets are making a big deal about or a company's trying to push out on us.
Okay.
And you answer, do we care? Okay.
Okay.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
So we just say yes or no?
Yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So I was reading that the Sprite, the drink that some people drink, I haven't had a Sprite in probably 20 years. Mm-hmm. Sprite has now announced that they've got a ginger Sprite. Do we care?
Ooh.
I mean, Sprite is kind of my hangover cure lately. That's okay. Sort of what I drink. So, and with ginger in it, that's good for your stomach. I care.
Chelsea cares. Crystal B, do you care?
No, I don't care.
Booker?
I could care less.
I like your quickness. She's like, no, I don't care.
Actually don't.
Chelsea thinks about it. She's like, you know, I have a hangover sometimes.
She has this big logical answer. I'm like, nope.
No.
Don't care.
So officially, we don't care. Nope. Okay.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
626. By the way, I didn't mention this, but Halsey, I guess she's Instagram official with the dude because she had a nice post with the guy on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, haven't you learned your lesson? Like,
yeah.
I almost feel that if you're famous or a musician or an actor, you almost have to stay away from it because it always bites you in the butt. But then again, you want to live your life like everybody else.
But yeah. Booker, maybe this is the real one.
Okay.
Maybe he is the one.
Okay.
She thinks that every time.
Well,
poor girl.
We all think that every time in her defense.
You never know.
You know, you don't. And more soft drink news. I read this morning.
No, more soft drink news.
This is different. This is a different one. There's going to be something called the Spiked Seltzer Festival.
I'm into it.
Oh, so there you go.
But instantly I went, ooh, who's playing? And they were like, oh, no bands. It's just all of these new hard seltzers. They're going to have like 100 of them and they're going to get together for a festival just to drink them. No bands. I think it's like 6 different cities across the country. I don't know if we're getting one yet, but yeah, that's how these things have caught on so much. White Claws,
yeah.
and I see Bud Lights in the game now. So now there's a festival where people will come. How many of those can you drink?
Yeah.
How many can you even sample? 4? 3?
I could go 6. I could do a 6er.
I did a 7 gun. And it didn't end well.
Yeah.
So
right, exactly.
Maybe like a 4 is the safe spot. Yeah. Yeah.
You go to the festival for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all you need. All right. What's coming up in entertainment?
This is really scary, actually. So Harry Styles was robbed and held at knife point.
Okay. Jeez.
Details coming up next.
Hold on.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
I was trying to get to sleep last night and I could hear my girlfriend out in the living room and Vanderpump was playing.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And you're like, I'm like, don't try to listen. But then again, you're trying to listen. I don't know how I feel about like all of the new people they're working in on the show.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I like the new host.
Yeah.
Dana. Dana. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is that right? Dana?
I think so.
I can't remember. That's the thing.
Of course, Dana and Shayna? Maybe not.
I just learned the guys' names. You know what I mean? Yeah. It takes me like 5 years. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Tom. Got it. That's Tom.
The other Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom and Tom. Got it. Okay. Like, which one's Tom? They're both Tom. Oh, okay. And when I watch with my girlfriend, it's exactly like that, too. She's like, you know that's Ariana, dummy.
So this is a dumb question because I don't watch the show, but is Tom, the restaurant Tom Tom, named after Tom?
And Tom.
Two Toms.
Okay.
All right,
the
cool.
Toms own just it together.
It's not a dumb question. Took me like 6 years to figure
really?
That out. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's a good question.
It's trending, though. I'm trying to scroll past everything because I didn't watch it either. And I'm like, damn, it looks like I missed a good one.
I'm in bed with like sort of earmuffs. Like, I kind of want to hear. I'll find out tomorrow.
Damn it.
We'll find
it.
You know what? Anyone listening right now couldn't have possibly watched last night.
That's true.
Then again, maybe they did.
Maybe.
They're up early.
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
Where's our new Rihanna? 2 weeks?
Seriously.
2 weeks?
1 week?
A week and a half.
Week and a half.
Yep.
We're calling
say
it.
That really confidently.
Okay. Hope that catches on.
Uh-huh.
I'm Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. I'm bloated. I think Valentine's, the whole weekend of cupcakes and cupcakes and pizza, and I just put on clothes this morning and I'm
same.
Like, no,
same.
You know what I mean?
And I knew it too last night, but I still had Thai food.
And
I was
you
like,
still
whatever,
went for
I still
it.
Just want it. It's the weather, it's cold, you want comfort food.
It's not that cold out.
It is.
I know, I went swimming, I felt great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
70
job.
Today, 6:41 right now, Chelsea does entertainment. What do you have?
So Harry Styles did not have a good Valentine's Day. We're hearing on Friday he was approached on the streets of London by a man who held him at knife point and robbed him. How scary is that?
I don't believe it.
Really?
When does Harry Styles walk anywhere freely?
I mean, it's his home. I don't know.
Yeah?
But this is what people are saying. They're saying, you know, he handed over his money. He played it really cool. The guy ran away. But, like, there's actually a police report about it. So he obviously hasn't commented yet, but they're saying he's very shooken up. My poor
Harry. Sounds like a deranged fan to me.
I mean, maybe.
Could be.
But they took his money and ran. So
yeah.
That's...
Huh.
And he doesn't strike me for like a tough guy, you know? So I feel like he would be shaken up, like hiding right now under the covers.
No, he would talk it out. He'd maybe serenade them, sing to them.
Chelsea,
I don't know.
Come on.
I love him. Anyways, moving on. So Billie Eilish is definitely having a hard time with fame. She's kind of been saying some things here and there. And last night, she even got really emotional while admitting something really surprising during her Brit Awards acceptance speech.
I've felt very hated recently, and when I was on the stage and I saw you guys all smiling at me, it genuinely made me want to cry, and I want to cry right now. So,
wow.
Poor girl.
Isn't it weird that she could feel hated? She's won. Every time I see her, she's on stage accepting an award.
Yeah.
She's loved.
Yeah. And she also did another interview where she was talking about how she's recently done reading comments on Instagram. She said it is worse now than it's ever been, ever since winning her Grammys. And she's just like really struggling. So it just goes to show. I mean, you got to be careful what you say. People are so mean on Instagram. And it's true. Like you'll have like 200 amazing comments like for me, and I'll see one bad one and literally like get up. If I'm in a bad mood that day, like I'll obsess over it. You know, it's tough.
I always comment back to the person.
Kill them with kindness. Yeah. Do you come with kindness or are you just like?
It depends on like what they're saying. Like if they're talking about like a family member, it's definitely not killing them with kindness. Yeah. But I'll usually respond all the time.
I only get like 3 comments, and you know. Three of them are
it's
usually,
me and Crystal.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're all sucky. All 3 of them are like, you blow.
Oh, man. True. All right. A royal setback, people. I know you guys care so much. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can no longer call themselves royals anymore. So they've apparently been trying to lock down their international rights to roll out their whole Megxit drawing plan for the future. But the Queen has put a halt to it, saying, you know, because at first she stripped them of the titles Royal Highness, and now they're saying, she's saying, no, you can't use royal altogether. Royal is out. Hmm. Tough grandma. So there you go.
Interesting.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I like learning that Justin Bieber got his confidence back through Ariana Grande and going to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought he lost his confidence?
I know.
He said he went out on the stage and was like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
People kind of like me.
Yeah. It's weird, these stars, they get so big, and then they get in their head, and they think nobody likes them all of a sudden, like Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Billie, we like you.
We love you.
Love, yeah.
You're the
best. Cool. It's all cool.
Both of you. Justin, we support you, too.
The Weeknd, going to play The Weeknd. The Weeknd dropped new music last night called After Hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also, I just heard about this new festival. What's the festival?
Lovers and Friends, like the Usher... Little John Ludacris song.
This is funny. I ask who's playing it, and Crystal B is like, she's like an idiot savant sometimes. She really is. Because without even, I mean, she didn't look down. I said, who's playing it? Laundry List. How do you remember all
Lauryn Hill, Saweetie, Meg Thee Stallion, T-Pain, Twista, Usher, Ludacris, Lil Jon.
Lauryn Hill.
TLC.
This is going to be TLC. Amazing. Well, here's the thing. Me and my friends were sending the flyer to each other yesterday like, oh my gosh, we have to go to this. We have to go to this. And then there was this big thing that it was fake. Lil Kim posted like, I am not a part of this. Take my name off of it. Which we were all like, is this true? Because this is like so many artists.
It's like the most amazing thing.
Like A-list. And then Lil Kim said that. Then Twista came out and said like, nobody has paid me for this. It's not happening. Then they all said, okay, just kidding. The check cleared. It's happening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, that's awesome. Excited.
Okay. It's not a fire festival or anything.
No,
like that.
But that's what people were comparing it to.
We'll see.
Yeesh.
Yeah. I don't believe it yet.
I want to go. I'll let you guys know.
What's the name of the contest we're going to do again? You haven't?
Yeah, I got it right here. It's called
Who Knows the Most for Post?
Wow.
There it is.
Post Malone tickets. Who knows the most for Post? Not about Post, just for Post. And we'll leave it at that. That's coming up after the mini mix, I don't know, about 25 minutes. Crystal B, what's trending? What's coming up?
In one word, porno.
Ooh.
Pornography.
It's going to be a good one.
I like when you lead with porno.
Just one word.
What could it? That's always trending, isn't it?
Yeah, true. In our minds.
In this studio.
Yeah. All
right. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It is Amp Radio, Booker, with Crystal B and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Our contest is called what?
Who knows the most for posts?
Okay. Let's go with Crystal B. This is how it's going to work.
Okay.
Little sample question.
Oh,
okay. How many months have at least 28 days?
12.
That's right. Don't err her.
Hey, that was correct.
She got it right.
Madge didn't know.
Might be a trick question. A lot of people may be, February.
Yeah, I had to pause. I was like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I had what to think did he about
say?
It.
But on the spot, you may just say February.
Totally. Right. 1 month.
Okay, one month.
But that see is what you were trying to
see
do
what's
there.
Happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just ask you a straightforward question, mm-hmm. and you'll think I'm screwing with you. I don't know. We'll find out in about 20 minutes for
Sweet.
Post Malone tickets here on Amp Radio. Crystal, oh, by the way, I can't even believe this because the other day we were talking about Justin Bieber and the Florida Georgia Line remix of Yummy, which sounds like a horrible idea. It's a horrible song, but Crystal B, joking, literally joking, says what?
Get her done.
Get her done. And what do they sing in the song?
Get her done.
It's actually in the song.
They're listening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I need credits for this writing that they did.
Do you want credit for that?
I mean,
yeah, you never know.
Hell yeah. I'll take it.
Hard pass.
Add it to the resume.
What's trending other than that?
Porno is trending.
Okay.
When is porno not trending?
Okay.
All right. So this happened right here in LA, in Santa Monica to be exact. A porno was filmed inside the Santa Monica Public Library and people are upset. So, Madge, I'm going to need to ask you about this because you're our pornography expert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It allegedly includes porno star Ellie Eilish. Not to get confused with Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Her name is Ellie Eilish. Are we familiar with her?
I am not.
She up and coming?
I'm not. She
just
might be
literally
up and coming.
Eilish. Literally? Up and coming?
Okay, stop.
So it allegedly is starring her. The video was uploaded to Pornhub. It has been taken down because people caught on to it. The people of Santa Monica are very upset. The city of Santa Monica has apologized. What they're really upset about is that I guess that I can't go research it now because it's down. But in the beginning of in the beginning of the film, she's walking by an elementary school that's right by there. And you can clearly see the elementary school in a few of the shots. And then she goes into the library. So the city's very upset about that, and they made it clear that if a person is found to have committed this crime, the punishment apart from jail is registering as a sex offender.
Wow.
So, not good for them.
Hmm.
Be careful where you shoot your pornos.
Oh, thank God that's what you said.
What did you think I said?
I knew.
Gosh.
I was like, don't.
Can you get your mind out of the gutter?
I mean, we're talking about porno, Crystal B.
Booker, come on.
She's like, shoot your, and I'm like, no.
We know Booker well enough, Crystal, that we know where his head is.
Very true. Yes. Very true. All right. This little girl is constantly my mood, literally. Her name is Brayden. And for her 8th birthday, all she wanted was to have her birthday party at her favorite place, Target. Makes sense.
Aww.
So that's exactly what she did. She said her mom went to the manager of their local Target. She asked them, look, my daughter loves Target. She honestly just asked to come here and go up and down the aisles looking at stuff, like doesn't even want to purchase anything, just loves being there. Can I throw her a birthday party here? The manager was like, this has never been done, but I love the idea. The manager ordered uniforms
so cute.
Head to toe for her and her little girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
They got
really
the
cute.
Official red polo shirts, the little khakis, gave them all name tags, let them play at the cash registers, let them scan stuff. Then the employees set up a little scavenger hunt where they had to go find items and then put it back in the place of where they belong.
Wow. Aww.
Just like little employees.
That's cute.
So cute. Gave them icies after, had hot dogs and a Target cake to top it off.
How about that?
So amazing.
That's cute.
All right, let's talk the newest trend thanks to TikTok. And let's see if Booker's down, Chelsea.
Okay.
It's called the Fox Eye Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this, Booker?
I have. It's where you shave a part of your eyebrow to look like a fox or a Kardashian. One or the other.
Booker one or the other. Or a chola with really bad eyebrows.
I'm not going to say
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh. I want Booker to do it.
Yeah. I think we should have Booker do it. You just shave
it
off
grows back.
Yeah. Mine will grow back by like 4 o'clock.
You shave off the edge of the eyebrows. So it's just the straight line.
Oh, my gosh.
Right here. Can we try it?
No.
Please? It's for the show.
For your first TikTok video, we can
show
do
sucks.
It.
Show sucks. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it'll take some convincing, but I think he's down. Mm. Crystal Bean, if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you, Majestic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is the Amp Radio mini mix on this hump day morning. I'm Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea.
Whoa.
Okay, our contest... They wrote it down for me, so I can't screw it up.
Goodness.
Who knows the most for Post?
Who knows the most for Post?
Okay. really dumb questions that you have to answer. Mm-hmm. If you can answer them, you'll see Post Malone.
Easy.
It's that simple. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Chelsea first with entertainment.
All right. So Britney Spears in the hospital because she broke her foot. She has a cast up to her knee.
Oh, no.
Her boyfriend posted a selfie of the two in the hospital saying she broke it while dancing.
Okay.
So there it is. Wishing her a quick recovery.
Hmm.
There it is.
Scary.
Billie Eilish saying she will no longer be reading the comments you leave her on Instagram.
Do you still read everything that's on Instagram?
No, I stopped like 2 days ago.
Just two?
I stopped reading comments fully.
Because?
Because it was ruining my life.
Was it?
Once again. Mm. Yeah. It's weird. Like, the cooler the things you get to do are, the more people hate you. It's crazy.
It's called jealousy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Haters.
I feel bad for her, man. I just don't want to see her go through that. She has more than 50 million followers on Instagram, which is wild. She says also it's the worst that it's ever been right now.
Cancel culture is insane. I mean, just the internet is a bunch of trolls, you know? And it's like, the problem is a lot of it's really funny. I think that's the issue. That's why nobody really stops, because it's funny.
There it is. I don't know if you guys saw this, but basketball star Dwayne Wade just did an awesome interview on GMA about his 12-year-old daughter, transgender daughter, saying she knew she was transgender when she was 3 years old.
Zaya started doing more research. She was the one who sat down with us as a family and said, hey, I don't think I'm gay. And she went down the list and said, this is how I identify myself. This is my gender identity as a young lady. I think I'm a straight trans because I still like boys. It was a process for us to sit down with our daughter and find out who she is and what she likes.
What a smart, brave little girl.
I know. Yeah, definitely. Zaya originally was named Zion, was born a boy. But it's interesting, too, to hear Dwayne talk about it. He says, look, I didn't know what to do. And like, we just are kind of letting Zaya be the leader of the family right now. Teach us.
As parents, we put our hopes and we put our fears on our kids.
Right.
And with Zaya, we decided to listen to her. And she's leading us along this journey.
Must be tough as parents, too, because you have no idea.
No.
Right.
You can't even understand the emotions. You can't explain them, and they don't make sense to you. It's got to be really tough.
I think that's why it's so important for him to speak up. You know what I mean? And he even said, he's like, I know there's other families that are going through this and that have even thanked us. Like, thank you for being the voice right now, because people don't understand. It's still something that we're all trying to grasp, you know? Mm-hmm. So good for him for speaking up. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Okay, it's coming up. Who knows the most for Post?
Ooh, that's good.
I'm excited.
Really, I think easy questions, but we'll find out.
Who knows?
Hold on. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea serving Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Moore Park, Burbank, Thousand Oaks, Winnetka,
ooh,
Anaheim, LA, all on the phone for a round of
Who Knows the Most? Four posts.
Okay. You heard the towns. Who you want to go to?
Ooh.
Burbank.
Burbank. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Burbank.
The Burbs.
Elizabeth is listening in Burbank on line number 7. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. She's chipper. I like her.
She's ready to win. I can hear it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Going to give you a second to give me a simple answer. You ready?
Got it.
Okay. How many days are in this month?
29.
You are going to see Post Malone.
Nice. Wow. That was an easy one.
Not actually. Yeah.
I was saying 28 in my head.
Were you?
Yeah. I would have lost. Okay.
I think I was saying 31.
Yeah.
I was like.
It's a leap year, so there's 29 days. Congratulations. You'll see Post Malone on Amp Radio, all right?
Easy.
Yay.
Okay.
So easy.
No, she's cutting out, but.
She said that was so easy.
Well, some people would have got it wrong.
I know.
Including everyone in this room. Let me ask you a question, because this leads us into what we're going to talk about next, Elizabeth. Can you hear this noise?
Whoa. Kind of.
Okay. Does it sound like cheating to you? Because that's what we're going to discuss next on Amp Radio. Hold on.
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
More people reached out to me yesterday than ever before about anything we've ever talked about.
Huh.
Because there were a lot of opinions about, well, this certain device that I got my girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
That's a good device to get her.
That doesn't sound too aggressive on the radio, does it? Because supposedly this hammer-looking device is a massager, okay? It's a massager, right?
It is.
A hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was worried maybe it could be used for other things because I didn't get any action on Valentine's Day. I was thinking maybe...
She already did it.
Yeah. Maybe it could be used for that, which sparked a debate.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which I said to Chelsea, she said, well, sure, it could be used for that. Crystal B?
No, definitely not.
Not a chance. Mm-mm. So I brought in...
Oh, there's a chance. For sure.
So I brought in... I brought in the guilty party this morning. I was so quiet this morning, I tiptoed over to the side of the bed.
Stole it.
Yeah, where it's laying like right on the floor. I'm like, there we go. And, you know?
Yeah.
Very convenient.
She's probably upset this morning when she woke up. You weren't in bed.
Alone.
No text hammer. Yet.
Her replacement booker isn't there.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to bring it in and I'll ask the ladies. We put it on the lowest possible setting.
Right.
I mean, immediately, Crystal B's like, no way. Chelsea's like,
yes way.
It's get too aggressive.
Get creative. For sure.
Well, here's the thing. I have a boyfriend, so I don't need to like get that creative with a device. And okay. I feel Kellen would be in the same boat, but I could get, if you're not getting any, yeah, you get creative in that sense.
Okay.
But that is too aggressive. I don't know. I treat my area like right. I don't know. That's a lot.
I'm just saying I feel like Pete, for sure... people would use it for that. 100%.
Okay.
Like, there's no doubt about it.
Well, so then I told you so many people, like, checked in with me yesterday, and they're like, that is nothing you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I got a list of things I need to start worrying about.
Like what?
The electric toothbrush.
Oh.
But see, because that's smaller, it's a little more delicate. I could see that. This is too massive. Like, this will hurt you unless you're trying to mess yourself up. And I totally get it.
Then
you got to have an open mind, Crystal B. You really do.
Open
do
it, something.
yeah, that's why. That's the beef.
Then I heard the shower head. That's a party that I got to worry about as a guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
everyone's like,
that's agree. Been,
yeah.
But I've been told, don't worry about this little thing. That's not this. Well, it's not little.
It's not little.
It's a hammer. Yeah. This thing is a hammer.
It's big.
Mm-hmm. It's a giant hammer. Let me ask Tam. Hey, Tam, you've seen this thing. What do you think? Should I worry about this thing?
I don't know. It seems kind of smooth on the low level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you. People, I think, would, you, single I think girls. It would surprise you.
Yeah, the single girls.
Single girls are like, all day I will.
Look, I'm not saying I'm using this, but I'm saying...
I mean, people do everything.
For sure. Yeah. Like, I just think it's
I'm talking
around.
About myself.
You're having... Kellen's, you know, maybe you're out for the weekend. I could see her getting creative with it. Just saying.
I could see my girlfriend breaking up with me immediately.
Have we asked her?
We
I'm not
going to
ask her.
Why not?
Nope.
Curious.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're talking about this massager, and I just heard the term you should be worried.
Uh-huh.
Tam, speak on it.
Yes. Tam... Worried?
Yes, you should be worried.
I'm telling you.
This thing is magical.
Yes.
This makes you it's do great. Some things.
I told you.
I love
Thank
it, Tam.
For backing me up, girl. It's true.
And I was only on level 2. Even if you turn it up to like level 15, you still got it.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
I love it.
It can be a jackhammer, but it also can be smooth.
Yeah.
Depends on what jackhammer. Setting you want.
Totally.
You know? Tam sold me on it.
Wow. I mean, what's the point of us men? Well, I don't seem surprised you guys even date us, you know?
I mean, that's the thing.
You pay like, the no rent, Booker. You pay the
isn't
rent.
It's always that bad.
Wow.
We've got ways.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We do Trending on the 10s. Crystal B handles that. What's going on?
All right, I'm going to get to this cussing caller in a second. But first, this beautiful video that has gone viral of this little girl telling her adoptive mom how she and her little sister felt when they first met her.
And when the time you see her, she's wonderful. And when the time you see me, I was 4 years old. And we was very excited to meet you and our daddy.
Aww.
And we love you guys. And we want to be here for you and daddy.
Cutie nugget.
It is so cute. It's,
wow.
I watched it like 5 times. In a row. It is cute. She's talking about how her and her little sister, Lily, and the first time they met their parents, they just knew it was instant love. And it's this little 4-year-old speaking like this.
I'm
like,
pretty articulate, too.
Like,
yeah.
How does she know? Like, she felt all of these, you know, she felt love like that and that they just wanted to be there, that she wanted to be there for her parents.
It's so cute.
It's beautiful. I think, like, going on the gram and Twitter and seeing all this dumb stuff that we do see, the eyebrow trends and whatever the heck, and then seeing a beautiful video like that. I'm like, yeah.
Makes the internet worth it.
Yeah, of course. Really does. All right, a cuss collar for your dog. I'm going to need two of them because I have two dogs. And yes, it's exactly that. A dog collar that cusses every time your dog barks. So I don't know if a cat would work. I don't know if a meow is strong enough.
I don't know. My cats are loud.
Dude, the words it spits out. So it's every time the dog barks, it'll change the bark until either the F-bomb, BS, the S-word, mother effer, all the good ones are on there.
So it switches it up every time?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
And it could be a guy's voice or a girl's voice. It'll just switch it up.
It's like an Australian accent.
So good.
I want mine to be like Chris Rock's voice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing. Here's the thing.
Oh my gosh.
They're already sold out.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
I know. $60 and they're already sold out. I just can't even imagine going to the dog park and having these on my dogs. Just be like, S, F, P, A, all of it.
You know what's funny? Like, that's like a new millionaire. Like, the dumbest idea ever.
Yeah.
Somebody thought of that.
Yes.
Sold out. Uh-huh. Can't make them fast enough.
You got to come out with the cat one for the meows.
Something.
Yeah, something.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of the era where people will do anything for likes, this woman also is part of this squad. So this woman took a bath in hot Cheetos, literally all hot Cheetos, hot Cheeto waters,
ow,
all because she wanted it to get shared, liked, reposted, blogged, and now here I am talking about it. Mm-hmm. But people were commenting back, most concerned for, her V area.
Yeah, that's not sanitary.
There's hot Cheetos literally everywhere. Hot Cheeto water going in there.
Did she get burned? Like, I don't know why, for some reason I think when it would hit water it would burn or something, or
she
irritate the skin.
Notice how quiet
sensitive
I
down there.
She looked fine, but taking a bath, that water,
it's like I'm not
going everywhere. Yes,
it's like there's two different radio shows.
Oh, so gross. So she did
there's one with me that's like not paying attention to that conversation.
Oh my gosh.
And there's another radio show where two girls are talking about hot Cheetos over there.
Hot Cheeto bath.
It's very
let it burn.
Okay, but interesting. Let me tell you, she did go back on Twitter and she said, "I'm fine. The V is okay."
All right.
So that's what she said.
Lies.
Because of me, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Jesus, what is wrong with this show? It is completely broken.
That hurts.
Cheeto V.
Sounds like it.
Six Flags tickets before 9.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Let's see if this makes sense to you, the audience. They say that breaking up is harder now because of one reason and one reason only.
Hmm. Social media?
You got it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Seeing the other person on social media wrecks you.
And seeing their, like, what they've been doing, what they're liking, who they're posting with,
mm-hmm,
who they're pictures they're being tagged in.
Mm-hmm.
You can creep.
Seeing what...
It's true.
Seeing, she knows.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And seeing the dating websites that they may be on, that would probably kill me.
Really?
Even I remember seeing Venmo, like who your ex is paying, and you're like, oh my gosh, was it? I don't know, you just like get in your head about things.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember, I didn't look at my ex's social media, like I was really good about it,
mm-hmm,
but I remember always being scared that I was gonna come across something, because it's just a reminder that you don't, it can like turn your day around and make it bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My cousin caught the person he was with on Venmo. She was paying a guy.
Come on.
Yeah, I swear.
Venmo's a thing.
I swear, and he brought it up to her.
I don't understand. Back this up. I'm sorry. I don't know how that works. Like, how does that work?
You could see their profile, and you could see the transactions that they're making.
It's not
so
even...
I could go to your profile, let's say I'm Kellen, and you paid a girl whose name I don't know, mm-hmm, and you had emojis of, like, heart, Valentine's Day, what you're paying her for.
Why am I paying her, though? Why am I giving
exactly
her money?
Well, so it's not even like you go to their profile. It's just when you open up Venmo, it's all people you're friends with or you've paid before. It just shows up sort of like a feed. Yeah, exactly. So you can just, you don't even mean to run into it, and you'll see it, and then you'll go in a downward spiral. It's like, oh my gosh, who's the girl?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Or why was he having tacos with his friend at this?
What
just
does
like,
heart mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Where was he at 1:30 and who was he with?
Yeah. Exactly.
Why did he pay Sarah $37 with a heart emoji?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just...
Oh, no.
Yeah. You get caught up on any social media.
See, I'm so lucky because the last girl that I dated, and this is 100 years ago because I've been with Kellen for like 6 years, we were together, but she hated social media. So when we ended, it's like she died. I'm sorry. I think I'm pretty sure she's dead.
That's amazing.
But it is amazing because there's no post.
Yeah.
There's no paper trail. And it's almost like the biggest favor that somebody can do you by not being on social media.
Yeah.
You don't see it. Only when you see their friends that you become friends with and then you see them in a circle.
Yeah.
You're like, who's that dude's arm? You know what I mean? Like, it's things like that.
And then also, like, with the stories now, you can see if they're looking at your stories. And it's one of those things that where you'd be like, you'd get annoyed when they look, but then you'd be even more annoyed if they didn't look, because you're like, why don't they care what I'm up to?
Yeah.
It's like so stupid.
You're in the rabbit hole big time.
My ex just blocked me, so he doesn't see any of my stuff.
Better
I'm
that
like,
way.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your exes don't have restraining orders against you.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Well, then, you know, then there's another thing, another gear of this where, like, Chelsea met this guy. I must care about you a lot because this is bothering me.
I appreciate it.
Aww.
I'm serious. So she meets this dude, which we talked about, and she went out with him. But then in casual conversation with us, she mentions, well, there's this other dude that, you know, nothing serious. It's more of, you know, you've met the guy before and he's like sort of checking in on you.
Yeah.
And I'm already like, no. Don't talk. It would bother me that there's other people in line. Like, I don't know how you can focus on more than just one person.
You know, I feel like this year I made this kind of pact with myself where, like, I'm single and I feel I'm reading this book called The Tao of Dating. And it's very much about, like, dating should just be fun. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a thing that you overthink. And you should always, if you're single, you should always be kind of like dating or talking to three people at one time.
That's not
like you're sleeping with three people at one time, whatever, if you are, to each their own. But like, you should always just be out there meeting people, experiencing things, being taken out, or taking people out, whatever it is. So that's kind of my mindset. So I'm just sort of having fun with it and not, and it's good because then you don't just focus on one situation. You know, you're not like obsessing, why isn't he texting me back? Why doesn't he ask me to hang out? You're kind of just like, I'm booked, I'm busy, I'm single. If you want a piece of this, like, make a plan kind of thing. And that's kind of my mindset.
See, you're the super relationship guy.
Totally.
Like, you have never really been single. I think Chelsea's doing it right. Like, you do have to weigh out your options. You can't just go for the first guy that's, like, being sweet and nice to you.
Totally.
She's finding out, like, okay, this guy's cool, but maybe this guy is cooler. And she's single, so it's totally okay.
Hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do.
With me, though, when I'm single, I'll go out with, like, 50 girls. I mean, it's just like...
Sorry
to bother you, big pimpin.
No, I mean,
like all these chicks. So
No. It's like I get it all out of my system. I'll do, you know, Monday through Friday with somebody.
Oh my gosh, I do Monday through Friday
over here.
Madge, I can't win here.
She's talking to two guys, and you feel a type of way, and you're just saying you go Monday through Friday talking to girls.
Let's back this train up for a second.
You just did a segment to brag about to try to make
I love how this turned
you.
Around on me.
Yeah, totally.
You know how
did.
This started? I care about Chelsea so much. You know how it ended? Booker's a dick. That's how it
ends. Like, you know, like Monday through Friday, I got all these girls.
That's not what I was saying.
Getting in, getting out, you know?
That's what you
not
said.
What I was,
one each night.
I wasn't finished.
Okay. Let him finish.
Let me finish. when I become single, which is very rare.
You're going to become single?
No.
Okay.
In the past, when I've become single, oh my God.
You're losing this.
I want to hear.
I am a serial relationship guy.
Yeah,
so
you are.
I am very immediately looking for the next relationship.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I need to date a bunch of people in a very short amount of time, and then I will say, this is the one, I'm going to be with this one. That's all that I was trying to say.
And that's why you'd be like, I got all these girls Monday through Friday. Look at me, I'm big pimping. Booker, big pimpin'.
I can't win with you two. I can't win.
Damn.
All I'm saying is I care, and now
thanks, Booker.
We've turned this around.
I appreciate
around.
It.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't even care then, Booker.
Why am I the jerk here?
No. You're not.
You're not.
I don't think I
She's
am.
She's weighing out her options.
I'm weighing out my options. I'm collecting data, is what I said.
I just wonder if it's hard to do that. That's all. When you meet a guy who you've told us about, I'm sort of falling in love with the guy, too.
You are? Oh, that's
well,
cute.
Well, because she's told us the nice things about him, and she's presented this. But then in passing, she's like, there's guy number two. And I'm like, I don't want to hear about guy number two. I'm focused on guy number one.
But guy number two came in the picture first, actually, in yoga. So guy number two, in your eyes, is really guy number one.
Semantics, it doesn't matter.
But guy number one's falling behind. He's not, like, making big plans. So I'm kind of in this place. I'm like, hey, you better step it up.
But they're both nice.
They're both great.
They're sweet to her.
Very, very, very different.
So happy
of
a relationship.
They're both very different.
Oh,
like,
God.
Very different.
I just don't know how it's like you're open to so many people and opportunities, and I guess that's a good thing.
I just think it's like the time before I'm probably, like, I feel like I only have a little bit of time before I'm going to be probably settle down. So I might as well collect as much data and like figure out what I really want, you know?
Who's big pimpin' now?
That's right. I got options. I'm booked and busy.
You need 47 more guys to go. 48 more guys to get on Booker's level.
I'm out there. So slide into my DMs if you...
Because, you know, Booker got like 50 girls. That's what he said.
Chill, man.
Those are his
chill.
Words.
Damn.
I don't like her. I don't like her at all.
You can call out for Mike.
Hey.
No. I would not do that. I'm a gentleman. I will let her speak. Just can't win around here. You can't. All right. Blinding lights. The weekend is on.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
There's another presidential debate tonight. Woo. Can't wait to skip that. Actually, this is the first night that Bloomberg gets to debate with the rest of the nominees. I don't know why he couldn't before. He had to qualify or something. I don't know. It's like the worst episode of American Idol ever.
Jeez.
Who knows? But that's tonight. Some real news. This is the news we
like. Oh, yeah.
Chelsea's news is much more entertaining. What do you have?
Sure is. Very journalistic. Okay, so Billie Eilish, she's worrying some fans after her appearance at last night's Brit Awards after this acceptance speech where she got pretty emotional.
I've felt very hated recently. And when I was on the stage and I saw you guys all smiling at me... It genuinely made me want to cry, and I want to cry right now.
You can't imagine what she's going through. I mean, just the last year of her life, she released her album less than a year ago. It was last March, and she's like the biggest pop
star in the
world.
Do you know what's weird? Bieber was literally talking about her the other day, and he started sobbing, thinking he didn't want what he went through to happen to her. And then a couple of days later, you hear her emotions come out about the same thing. Like, what the hell are people doing to our pop stars? Can we please just cherish them?
Be nice.
My God.
Sure. She also posted on Instagram, or she also said recently that she's stopped reading all her comments on Instagram. People are just being so brutal to her. So people, stop being mean. Spread the love. This is ridiculous.
I feel like also just turn off your comments because you could do that now, but I feel people forget. You could literally just turn off your comments.
Crystal,
and people can't
it's a
comment.
Drug. You can't, if you know it's there, it's got to be like a drug. Like you need to see what people are
and
saying.
And if not, they'll find you on Twitter or any other social media
DM
platform.
DM you.
Yeah.
And think about Billie. This is someone that set up her career being so close to her fans and having that interaction with people that just like you. Now it's like people know you and they just want to hate on you because you're successful.
Yeah.
It's can't sad. Win. It's really a non-winning situation.
All right, let's talk Justin Bieber and Carpool Karaoke.
Okay.
He was on it last night, and I love it. He's back to his goofy old self. It's a really, really good interview he did with James, but I thought this was funny. He talks about why he thinks he could beat Tom Cruise in a fight, remember, like a year ago.
I remember that.
He tweeted out challenging him. Here's what he had to say.
I think you're mesmerized by the characters that he's played.
No, I'm mesmerized by the man.
My agility is crazy. My agility is insane.
He does movies called Mission Impossible.
He's an actor.
And he makes it possible.
He's an actor.
He jumps out of planes and stuff,
dude. I don't think you understand the mind control that I have.
Justin's like, I could take him. He's like, you're making me mad, James. Why don't you believe in me? It's pretty funny.
Team JB.
I know. Justin's kind of one of those people that's really annoying. Listen to me. Justin's one of those people that's really annoying that's like good at everything. Like, have you seen him like play basketball?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And he's a boxing fan. Yeah. Like, he knows how to box.
I want everyone to Google this right now. Tom Cruise, Dubai, jumping off of a building.
Was it really him or was it his
stunt
double?
Oh, no. It's him.
But he's also been injured in the last few years from him attempting to do his own stunts. Like, he's old.
And, yeah, exactly.
Google it.
Old man.
Google
I don't
it.
Know. I think JB.
Team JB.
Team JB all the way. I think he should still go through with this challenge.
That'd be amazing.
Ooh. Well, you know what? You have two hype girls, Crystal B and I, Justin Bieber.
Cheerleaders.
To go. We got your back.
All right.
So, all right, Harry Styles. I don't know if you guys heard this. Should I move on, or do we still want to talk about
it? No, it's good. Let's talk Harry.
I love that you just snorted,
no,
by the way.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, there's no, I mean, Tom Cruise is almost a professional stuntman himself.
Yeah, he's not going to lose to a fight.
I don't know.
To Justin Bieber.
But, like, wouldn't that be the best win ever?
Tom Cruise is 57 years old.
Don't care.
And he's been injured recently attempting to do his own stunts, where he had to take time off.
He's a trained man.
So is Justin Bieber, yeah. though.
Not for fighting.
He Justin boxes. Bieber was crying guys. About being famous
he
yesterday.
He boxes with Mayweather.
Like, yeah, but he's got the emotion. Yes, he's got he brings the passion and the emotion into the boxing ring.
Next story.
the ring, whatever Next. It's called. I don't know. Okay. Harry Styles, he didn't have a good Valentine's Day, you guys. I don't know if you saw this. This is pretty scary, actually. He was approached in the streets of London by a man who held him at knife point and robbed him. Jeez. He had to hand over his cash, apparently hearing he kept his calm, but still he was very shaken up by the whole thing. So Harry Styles robbed at knife point. Hmm. It's also very scary. Yeah.
97.1 Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We just spent the better part of 20 minutes arguing over if Justin Bieber could beat Tom Cruise in a fight.
He could. And he can.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Crystal B and I win 2-1. Well, it's 2-2, but we got stronger voices over here.
And we just know more.
We just know.
Period.
About hand-to-hand combat and all that.
Yeah. Sure do.
It's not like we're debating if he could beat my ass. He could beat my ass. I think Bieber could take me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because he'd hit me like 5 times before I decided to get up.
Booker,
like,
we all think that. We all agree with that, Booker.
I'd be like, oh, my hip. Can't get up. You know? And he'd have...
Nobody's hit me like arguing
five
that.
Times. Now, he'd hit me 5 times. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, right.
But I think, you'd cry. Okay, that's a fun argument. Mm. Maybe not. But Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
Justin's got samurai.
It. Hold on. I'm going to go to Tam because Tam's in the Keep It Real department. The Keep It Real department, I think, will settle this bet. Justin Bieber versus Tom Cruise.
Who's 57 years old.
Yeah.
Big
right.
deal.
And shorter than Justin Bieber. Right. Like 2 inches,
oh,
by the
get
way.
Out of here.
Justin Bieber
Just
has
saying.
Height on him.
Right.
Stamina.
All of those Mission Impossible.
Agility.
Was he in like Shogun or one of those movies?
He was the last samurai.
Yeah, like in 1954.
He was the last damn samurai.
Yeah, because they're extinct by now.
Right.
And Justin's been training with Mayweather.
Oh my God.
Years.
Been since 2014.
Yes, he holds his belt for him, and that's
Lies.
It.
Use a hater.
We're not a hater. Back to Chelsea's original point. Justin Bieber is one of those people that I believe is great in everything.
Yeah, right.
The guy can sit down, hey, drum set, bup, great drummer. Sit down in front of a guitar.
Basketball.
Play chords, no problem. Mm. Basketball, great so basketball player. Mm-hmm. Does
Boxing
a good job.
Boxing too.
Yes.
Acting. But beating Tom Cruise's ass?
At 57? Yes,
his ass.
If they were the same age, I would say it's more of a fair fight. Yeah. They are not the same age. Tom Cruise is pushing 60.
Yeah.
You can still fight at 60.
You can still fight.
Definitely.
And he's Tom Cruise.
I feel like Justin could fight smart. Like he could do like one of those like poke him in the eyes thing too.
Like a chop to the neck.
Yes.
Boom.
And quick and then...
Let's go to Tam. The Tam Keep It Real department. Think about Please settle this. Please, Tam.
Well, at the end of the day, I can get both of them. I can beat both of their ass. So
I got Tam's back.
You know,
all right. Who's winning in the fight? Come on.
I'm going to say Justin Bieber.
Oh, you got to change
like,
the name.
I don't know how to debate.
Change the name of her department.
Thank you.
Real department
I'm keeping it real.
It's now 3-2.
Sorry.
We win.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber wins.
The listeners win 6 Flags tickets right now. 877-971-HITS. We'll take caller 9.
Ew.
And we want to know who you will think will win.
What are you going for in this fight?
Okay. Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise. There's no way.
Yeah. Pushing 60 years old?
Yeah. Come on.
I think even Justin Bieber, if he was listening, would call in and say, I'm just joking.
No, he won't.
Tom Cruise.
No, he's not.
He's not
Listen
joking.
To these two.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
97.1
Camp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.